We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Yud Tesama Beis, and we're starting by the two dots, seven lines on the bottom. And the Mishnah says that if you find a daitiki or a matana, you give it back. You don't give it back. Why? You don't give it back. Why? Because maybe the person giving that daitiki or a matana never gave it. We'll see what daitiki means in a second. Zakti Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. Ezu daitiki. What does daitiki mean? Dota he lemekam valias. Daitiki means matnas shchivira. The law is that there's a shchivira, someone who's very sick, and he gives a matana. You don't need a star, you don't need anything. As long as you set a amira, you can write up a star on it. We don't need actually the kinyan of the star. Just writing it down in the star is enough of a kinyan, and that's the din of shchivira. So they write in a star, this matana was a matna shchivira, and the guy, when he dies, the person gets that matana automatically. Now that's a daitiki, that's a matna shchivira. So, ezi daiti, do tehele mekem liya shem meis, nechos el poini. That if you write, do tehele mekem, this is set in stone, that if this person dies, then the nechos will go to Reuven. What's matana? Matana calls you, calls you by mayim lachamisa. Matana means that I gave you the guf today, and which means you own the guf already, I can't sell it anymore. And after the person dies, then the payers go to him as well, go to the person who got the matana as well. So Gemara right away jumps on this. That's the only case of matana, mayim lachamisa. Alma yiksivim mayim lachamisa hu dekani v'loy lekani. Only time a matana works is you write mayim lachamisa. Amavai hokkamar. Ezu matnas bari, shikim matnas shchimra. What's an example of matnas bari that's similar to matnas shchimra? Lekani lachamisa, the only kani after misa. Kol shikazaba mayim lachamisa. Anytime it says in the star, mayim lachamisa, then also, just like by a daitiki, it's only chal, only works after the shchimra dies. By a matana also, if you say ma'ayim lachamisa, it's only completed after the person dies, even though it was a regular matana. So, koshko ma'ayim lachamisa, yeah, those are the two matanas of our Mishnah, daitiki and matana. Now, zok to gemara, time with loyam matnu. The only reason in our Mishnah that we say that you don't hand it over to the person who it says in the Shtar that it belongs to the Matana too, you don't give it to him, because the owner is saying, I never gave it to him. Ha'amatnu, if he says, yes, give it to him. Nois tim, you give it to him. So that means, if you have a daitiki Matana, and the Baal HaBos says, yeah, give it to Reuven, give the Shtar to Reuven, you give it. Right to Gemara, Raminu. Raminu. It says in the Braisa, they find a daitiki or a matana, and also this is a case of apoitikos, which is a case where you made a field apoitike for rashes and milva apeh. Look at the mashal why milva apeh, but you made a sada apoitike for a certain halva. If you find such a star, even though they're both moida, we don't give it back to either the malva or the loiva. Or that's the case of apoitiki, and by daitiki matana, we don't give it back to the noisein or the makabel. We don't give it back to either one. We don't give it back to the giver of the matana or the person who's accepting the matana. You hold on to the star. Why not? Because you're worried, Zagrashi, that really he wrote originally this matana to give to Reuven, and he didn't give it to Reuven, but he wrote up the star. Then afterwards, he gave this property to Shimon. With a star matana also. Now he feels bad that why did I do that? Why did I give it to Shimon? I really want to give it to Reuven. So when the star is found, he says, you know what, give it to Reuven. And this way, the date is first, and Reuven will get it. We're scared he felt bad now about Shimon. That's why he's saying, give it to Reuven. That's the chash. Remember here, we have a star. It says, the star they found says that in Nisan, Reuven got this property. That's what we found. We found this in Tishrei time. So the shayla is, they're both moida. So should you give it back to Reuven or not? Should you give it to Reuven or not? What's the tzad not? Was worried that in between now and Nisan, before, he gave already this present to someone else, and he never gave over his star to Reuven. But now he feels bad about it. So he'll say, give the star back to Reuven, and Reuven comes with the date and says, it's mine, and he'll give it to Reuven first. That's the chash. Therefore, lo yachz, lo yazev, lo yazev. So what's the stira? In our Mishnah it says that if you would say tenu, it's mashman amishta. If you'd say tenu noisnin, and here it says in this brisa lo yachzer lo lezev lo lezev.
When
Tanu said, now when Tanu said? Wait, now Mishnah. The deal is that when you found it, you said Tanu, then he would give it to him. It's only because we.
In Tishrei,
yes. If you say Tanu now, then you would give it to him. And here it says, you don't give it back, even both of them. That's the stira of the two things. Let's say, Daitikois and Daitikois from our Mishnah. Stira. It says over here that you don't give it back, and our Mishnah says you do give it back. Amra Baba Mamol, Loi Kasha. It's not fair. Haba Bari, Haba Shchimra. The Gemara says it's not fair. Why? One's by Bari, one's by Shchimra. And the Mile of this Amra the Gemara is, the Gemara is going to explain everything with Tuv Tam Vadas very, very clearly. So one's Bari, one's by Shchimra. Masnistim Diktani, Ha Amra Tanu Naistin. The Mishnah does this Diak is that if you would have said Tanu, you would give it to him. You give it to the Baal Matana, the one who says the name, you give it to Ruvain. Bishchimra. That here the noisin was a shchimra and the star shchimra. The loch is a star shchimra. The bar behedu, you could be chayzer from that. It's not a chiddush shchimra. That shchimra, when there's two dates on a star shchimra, you know who wins? The second date, because you could be chayzer from a shchimra. So a shchimra the bar behedu. The amrinon ma'ikel meimar. What's the problem of giving this, the star we found, the star Shchimra, what's wrong with giving it back to Reuven? Dilma kosva mimikar lahai, because maybe you wrote it for Reuven, then you started not to, you didn't give it to him. V'hod the kosva and shakrina. Then you wrote a star and a property you gave away to Shimon, v'yavin elei, gave it to him. So, hashta kohada be'imahu di yavin elei. And now, you feel bad you gave it to Shimon, I want to give it back to Reuven. So, The Mar says it won't be a problem. Why? Because matnas bari yavalei. If you gave it to Shimon with a matnas bari, let's say pseida, the chinaf gitarti basraisa, the chinaf gitarti. When both these stars come out to Besdin, basraisa zochi. The second guy Shimon will win anyway. The hod be mekamaisa, because the first one was a star shchimra, and the loch is ikvi choyzim a star shchimra. Imatnas shchimra, and if you gave the Shimon a matnas shchimra, not me yavin la, he'll also win. Let's be pseida. If you gave them the second one of Ashkimra, less by Pseida. Also no Pseida. The best right is Zaki, the second one is Zaki. The Kahada Bay Mekamais, because from the first one. So he's saying like this. In our Mishnah, we're talking about that the star you found is Star Shkimra. Therefore, there's no chash of any hefsid. Because if he gave it to someone else, that guy will win anyway. Why that guy win anyway? Because the second guy always wins. The second date always wins. Because the first one is Shkimra. A Star Shkimra, you can be Chayza from. So the second one will win anyway. We're not worried about anything. Worried you really gave it to Shimon? Shimon will win. Because the later date when it comes, if my star, Reuven star is a Shchimra star, the later date wins. So there's no chash.
Uh-huh. This is Shchimra throughout the whole process.
Well, both Shchimra, yeah. So the second one still wins.
Maybe now he's slipping them back. He's going back to Reuven. No, but he's done.
He's even there like the same star. The star is the date before. It has to be a later date. He can't. He has to write a new star then. He could. If he stole Shimon, he could write a new star now. The star you're giving back won't work. It's the 30th earlier. You always get the second one. So that's the case of the Mishnah, which you could give it. Kiktani Brysa. The Brysa says you can't give it back. It's talking about a bari. That the thing you found was a matnas bari. The lav bar mehedu. You can't be chayzer for that. The Amrinu was saying, we're scared that this star that's made out of Reuven was never really given to him. Then he wrote another star to Shimon, and he gave that to Shimon, that he gave. So really, Shimon is the real owner here. Now he wants to be chayzer from Shimon, and he can't. I can't be chayzer on it, it's a matnas bari. I'll say I really gave it to Reuven. I'll give him back his star, and therefore when he takes out his star, the kadam that's first, he'll be zaycha. Because when it comes to matnas bari, the first one wins, right? Because no, you can't be chayz on that. So I'll give back the star to Reuven, and his star will win. Elo, amrin alei, anan, hay ksava lo yavin alei, lahay. We're not letting you give back this star to Reuven. May you wrote it. May you never gave it to him. He gave it to someone else. You want to be chayzer. So Tarit is just saying, you're claiming, you're screaming, I didn't give it to anyone else. Okay. Because boy is tossed for the high, you want to give him a present. Costly ask the right new star now. Give it to him now. less bob seder, the kadam zachi. Because this way, if he gave it to someone else, if you write a star from now, Shimon will win, because Shimon is first. So therefore, there's no chash. Any questions? So it's very, very simple. But if Braisa is talking about Matnas Bari, Matnas Bari you can't be chayzer from, and also, another point of Matnas Bari is, that it wins if it's first. So if they give back the Matnas Bari to Reuven, which is predated to Shimon, he's going to cause Shimon a loss. But Taka didn't really give it to Reuven, it'll cause Shimon a loss. So we tell the guy, oh, you want to give Reuven a present? No problem. Write out star now. Why are you so scared of that? Oh, it must be you gave something to Shimon in between. That's why you're worried about it, because Shimon's going to win. So that's he says, that's the it's a, the problem with this teretz is that we spoke out there was stira from daitikos to daitikos. Daitikos means a matnas chimera. So this whole teretz doesn't work. Maskef lo, Rav Zvid, but idi vidi daitikos katani. Both of them says daitikos, and one of them says a gdiik, I give it back, and one says a gdiik, I can't give it back. So what's going on over here? Elam Rav Zvid, you're right. Hava b'shchimera. They're both b'shchimera. And how are we going to take care of this one? Because by Shchimer Rabbi Etzem, it shouldn't be a problem to give it back. Like we spoke about Tuv Tam Adas, it's not a problem to give it back to Shchimer Rabbi, because even if you gave something to Shimon, Shimon's going to win. Because Reuven's predated that, and comes to Shchimer Rabbi, you can be Chayzer. So what's the answer to the Stira? Like, Kasha, Haba, Bey, Vava, Brey. One's by the Shchimer Rabbi still alive, and one, he's not alive anymore. His child's alive. Mastis in the combat, Nu, Noistim, Bididei. It's by him, the Bar Mehedu, because he could be Chayzer. The Amrinan, Inami Yovel in a Shachrina, even if he gave it to Shimon, less Bob Seda, the Kama of Basra, Basra Zach, the second one in Zaycha. The Hodabe, the Kama, because he's Chayzer from the first one. Kikotani, Bebraisa, Apishtem, Oidmul Yachsa, when it says the Braisa, he can't give back to either one, Bebrei. It's talking about his son standing here. What are we worried about? The Amrinan. Dilma Kosav Avu Alahai, this star that the father wrote, the Shchimera that the father wrote, Shtar Shchimera, he wrote it for Reuven, and then he died. But he never gave it to Reuven. Kosav Avua Lahai v'Imlech v'lo Yavin Alei. Ubasa Avua, after the father died, Kosav Iu, the son, sold it to Shimon. Kosav Iu in a Shachrina v'Yavlein, gave it to him. V'hashto Kohada Be'mahu. Now he's Chayzer from that sale to Shimon. Sava Mahadlu Metzina Adranabe. I can't be Chayzer because he's not a Shchimera, he's a son. And he gave a regular present or regular sale to Shimon. So let me see the hadabe. Emulahu, I have a great idea. Emulahu da ava yava lelahai. That my father already gave it to Reuven, and that's first. Venez l'ksavi, I'll give him the star. Venez l'nafka v'nei, I'll go take away from Shimon. To huzachi, because he's gonna be zaycha. And why am I doing this? What would I gain from this? Not my friends. You know what I'm gaining? Because I'll split it with Reuven. Minifuk ma'ade. Hilkuk amrin le, if we tell the son over here, Anan haik sovalei avinu leilahai. I'm not giving back this ksav to Reuven. Dilmachtav kosvei avua mei leolei. Mei father wrote it, but never gave it. V'yavet te'at l'shachrina. You sold to someone else. You gave it to someone else. You gave it to Shimon. V'gahazpein yimi chayzer. Eli ikushtu ka'amrist. If you're saying the truth, the yav le'avuch, that the father gave it to Reuven. Okay, write your own shtar. Give it to Reuven now. Zilat hashto. Kosv le'shtar achrina. Dinami lo'yohav le'avua. Write him another star, because even if the father didn't give it, v'kasavti at l'ina shachrina, less v'apseida. And even here, you write a star. So here, even if the father never gave it, and you yourself sold to Shimon, it won't be a problem, because your star now is going to be post-dated after that sale, or after that matana. Because the inami lo yavali avua, kasavti at l'ina shachrina, less v'apseida. The kama basa kama zachi. So therefore, write it to him now. So that's the answer to the stira, the two that the kais. Both are star and shchimera. But by the father's alive, they were not worried about anything because there he could be chayzer and the Shimon will win anyway. Masha'en Kain, here by his son, were worried he gave it to Shimon after the death. After the death, then Reuven's star will win. And therefore worried that's the chash. So it comes out that there's a stira between two daitikos, and the answer is that there it works. Now, Rashi points out that there's more than just daitikos a stira. The stira of Matana also. Because in the Armist it said, Ha matnu matana noistin. And here it says, you don't give back a matana. And matana, you don't have any of his eitzes over here. So Zok Rashi, that the diik ha matnu noistin will be only going on the case of Shchimira. That's what we're going on. Not on the other things. The long Rashi over here. Rashi says, "V'hashda kimna time liyachsav shem dilma kosh lahay v'imlich loyovalei v'alikos v'achrina lekel amir miyamatonis loyisim v'sigamatonis amatunoistim." You're not going to make the diak amatunoistim. The chi amatnu shayach meima that you can't give it because he might wrote it for one person. The whole diak is only gabi dait the koyis. That's the whole diak. And that's where it says shani oimer nimlach leim shlinim. That whole diak is daf going dait the koyis, and that's where we have an answer to the stira. But there you could say that yom atznu you give it back. But if you say tznu by matana, maybe you can't give it back because there's a chshash that you gave it to someone else. That's how Rashi explains this answer to answer the stira of matanas. Zok to Gemara Vaita. Let's make a little aschol next Gemara. Should we make a schar? No, we're not going to make a schar next tomorrow. We'll start this tomorrow. The Torah at bottom. The Mitzvah Shem.